Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to be starting a series on the topic of Emunah and Bitachon. This all started out about 4 or 5 years ago when I got in the mail a series of tapes from the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. I didn't order it. It just came to the house. I said, "All right, great. What is it?" It says the title of the on the box said "Faith at Work" by Rabbi Ephraim Waxman. I said, "All right, let's see what it's about." I put the tape in. It was a deep analysis of the chapter called Shar HaBitachon in the Chovot Levavot, and the tapes were amazing, unbelievable. I was just telling everybody about them. I said, "Wow, these tapes are awesome. They changed my life. It's unbelievable." And I wouldn't be joking if I said I listened to each tape 4 or 5 times, 7 tapes, and I just kept listening to them over and over, trying to internalize the rabbi's message, all the beautiful ideas that were brought out from the Chovot HaLevavot. And I said, I have to share this with the people. I took some notes. And 2 years ago, in this room, we had the boys who learn here half day yeshiva. They learn half a day, they work half a day. I said, "You know, they really need bitachon, they're only working half a day." So I gave them the highlights of the tapes from Rabbi Waxman, and the boys had the same response. "Wow, Rabbi, it's unbelievable. Wow, you don't know what it's doing for my life. It's great, it's beauty, it's unbelievable." So I said, "We got to keep doing it. Let's do it again." So last summer, I also gave the words over in a shul in Deal. Like, people again, the same response. And the rabbi inspired me so much. I went. I read the Shar HaBitachon. I found another 5 or 6 beautiful books on Bitachon. And till last 3 or 4 months ago, we did the series one more time with another few people, and everyone with the same response every time. "This message is unbelievable. Bitachon, we can't live without it. I can't believe my life was what was my life like without this?" It's a life changing topic, Bitachon. And Be'ezrat Hashem, together, I mean, over the next maybe 10 weeks, together we'll be able to grow from it. Every time I know I say it over, I get a chizuk myself. Probably 50% of the material I'm going to be telling you is from the Rabbi Waxman, directly from the highlights of his tapes, plus other things that I found. I called the rabbi to ask him permission to speak, because so many times I'm staying over his classes. The rabbi was elated. He said, "Great, keep doing it, keep it up." So again, the book that this is based upon is the Chovot HaLevavot. It's called, the chapter is the Shar HaBitachon. If you want to read it in English, it's called Duties of the Heart. It's the chapter, the Gate of Trust. And says the Beit Yosef, the rabbi, the author of Shulchan Aruch, he had an angel that used to come to him at night and teach him Torah. And the angel taught him deep secrets in the Torah, and he gave him advice on what to do in life. And the Beit Yosef wrote down all the secrets that the Magid told him. He wrote it in a book called Magid Mesharim. And in that book he writes, one night the angel told him, "Make sure that every day of your life you read one passage from the Chovot HaLevavot." So this book that we're reading from has the stamp of approval from Hashem himself. This is an angel of God telling the Beit Yosef, "This is a good book." So all these ideas are going to be directly from Shamayim. The Shar HaBitachon has, throughout the generations, it's been the foundation of our understanding on how to relate to all of life's problems. One of the Sefarim, right? That if you didn't learn this chapter in your life, you never saw light in your days. Bitachon and Emunah is what Judaism is all about. So we hear these words all over and over. Emunah, Bitachon. What's the difference between Emunah and Bitachon? The Chazon Ish says they're really one and the same. Emunah is your belief. It's all the ideas you have in your mind. And Bitachon is how you act out on those ideas. Bitachon is how you relate to all of your challenges every day. That's the physical manifestation of your Emunah. And a person could test himself, where am I holding in Bitachon? How do I deal with problems? What do I? Am I down? Am I depressed? Am I upbeat? That's the level of bitachon you're holding at. The Gaon writes that bitachon emunah is kolel kol hamitzvot v'chol hamidot. It encompasses all of the mitzvot. It encompasses all of good character traits. It's the source of all beracha in our lives, both physically and spiritually. Anyone who wants to improve his life, you want a better life, this is the number one thing you should be working on. Bitachon. This is everything stems from bitachon. Someone with bitachon, he'll have little or no jealousy. He'll rarely get angry. He'll become a humble person. All good midot stem from bitachon. It is the source for feeling in religion. A lot of times, we follow the religion by rote. We're not so into it. It's stale, it's dry. Bitachon gives us the energy to follow the religion with a gust. It's our energy for life. If a person's electricity is operating at 60%, then that's how his appliances will operate. But if he has full power, so everything will work at full power. Bitachon is your power for life. It's a powerful tool that you could use to enjoy life to its fullest. You could be more successful in everything you do. Someone I told this, you know, people, we get depressed at the smallest things a person get depressed at. But after he goes through these concepts of bitachon, his life will be different. Someone who I gave the class to, he came to me, he called me up, he had a brand new car. Someone totaled the car on the street, he calls me up right after, he says, "Rabbi, wow, I'm so excited, you know what just happened? My brand new Lexus was totaled." I'm like, wow. And he wasn't joking. Yeah. But Baruch Hashem, it's for the best. It's good. Yeah, I realize it's for the best. This could put a person in depression. Even the smallest scratches and dents on our cars, it could put a person into a bad mood. It could kill his life. Person with bitachon bounces right off him. It's beautiful. He walks around. It's great. Life is great. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, Hashem is great. So this chapter will give us a very practical way to incorporate this into our lives. We live in a modern society. People are trying to sell us, convince us. They're telling us, buy this, go here, invest here, travel here, join us, vote for him. And everybody has the same sales pitch. If you listen to me, you'll be happy. Just do this. You go here, wow, it'll be great. You'll be happy. And happiness is what everybody's looking for. If you would take a student in high school and you would ask him, he studies hard. You're asking him, what are you studying so hard for? He says, I want to get good grades. Why? So I get into a good college. Oh. And why do you want to get into a good college? So that I could become a professional. What do you want to do? I don't know. I want to be a good. I'll be a doctor. I'll be a lawyer. What do you want to be a doctor or a lawyer for? So I can make a lot of money. And what are you going to do with the money? I don't know. I'll get a house. We'll do some good with it. We'll take care of my family. And then the last 15 years of my life, I'll retire and I'll get a condominium in Florida in the eighth hole of a golf course, and I'll live out my last 15, 20 years in tranquility. This is my goal in life. This is what he wants. And this is everybody's goal. We want to live a tranquil life. We want peace. We want to be tranquil. We want to have a peaceful life, and especially the end. And most people are depressed because they realize they're never going to get to this goal. We're just going to be a rat race till the end, and we're never going to have it. And that's why there's so much frustration and so much depression in the world. Imagine mastering a skill that could take you right to that point. Skip the whole 65 years of all the middle and get right to retiring in Florida right now. That's what bitachon is. And spending your life without it will definitely lead to a life of worry and insecurity. Because no matter how much you have, no matter how much you possess, Chovot HaLevavot tells us it's impossible for a person to be worry-free in life without bitachon. That's his rule. Impossible. There's no other way to be worry-free. I overheard a guy talking. He says, "I'm worry-free. I have my kids married. I have a good business. I have no one at home. I'm worry-free." It's impossible. Unless he has bitachon, it's impossible to be worry-free. With bitachon, a person could remain at peace even in these very difficult economic times. Or even if, lo aleinu, there's somebody sick in the family, a master of bitachon could lose his job and still be in a good mood. And these attitudes are going to help us enjoy life to the fullest, all the pleasures that life has to offer, that a lot of times people are too worried to enjoy. A person has an issue on his mind, it could ruin his entire, it could ruin every day of his life. He has worries, he's thinking about this, I think about the business, I can't enjoy his life. A guy wants to take his kids out on a Sunday for a nice Sunday afternoon, a joyride, a picnic in the park. And he has this on his mind, the business, this, that, to worry. And he misses out on the whole day. He can't have a good day with his kids because there's too much worries. The Baal Bitachon never has any worries. And the more stress you have, the harder it is to have a pleasant home. Imagine the father comes home after a hard day. More people in his company got fired today and he's scared of his own job. He comes in and he's all depressed and he's in a bad mood and all of a sudden he snaps at his wife and his wife snaps back at him and then the kids get involved and they snap at each other and the whole night's ruined. Why? Stress, worry, depression. We need bitachon to survive, especially in this day and age. The Baal Bitachon realizes that his parnasah comes from Hashem, directly from Hashem, and he doesn't have to do abnormal. We're going to learn he doesn't have to do anything abnormal to make money. The Chavot Levot brings a story of a certain guy, a certain man, who he had to travel a lot. He never used to see his family. He traveled. Sometimes he had to travel 6 months at a time, and he was away on business. And he met up with a guy where he was, and he saw the guy doing Avodah Zarah, bowing down to an idol. He tells the guy, "What are you doing? This makes no sense. You're bowing down to an idol. What is he going to help you?" So the guy tells him back, "All right, tell me a little bit about your God. What do you have?" "Oh, my God's amazing. Hashem, He created the world. He's awesome. He can do anything, eh?" He says, "What are you doing here?" He says, "I need to put food on the table." He says, "Where's your family? You don't see your family. You mean to tell me your God cannot provide food where you live? You got to go travel 6 months away and be away from your family for 6 months?" The guy says, "You know what? You're right. Why do I have to live away from my family? The same Hashem who provides for me here could provide for me over there. And He made a promise. He's never going to leave His family again. He's going to stay home. He's not going to travel for months at a time." The Baal Bitachon never has regret. He believes everything that happened was me'et Hashem, even though it looks like you chose, that's what Hashem wanted me to choose. A guy could take his money out of the stock market too early, I should have left it in one more day. Or a guy could leave it in one extra day, I should have took it out yesterday. The Baal Bitachon never has those thoughts. A guy, he could have just bought a ton of merchandise from somebody and the guy goes bankrupt, I should have known, the guy was on the verge of bankruptcy, what am I doing? We sold merchandise to him. Sorry. The Baal Bitachon never has regret. Everything was straight from Hashem. And many times, the bad attitude that you have makes the situation much worse. Sometimes not even so bad, but just our mood and our attitude kills it much worse. The Baal Bitachon not only will accept the situation, but he'll be happy with anything that life throws him. He'll come out with a smile. Give him a mashal of a mother who's changing her baby. The baby is all dirty, he needs to be changed. And the mother says, "I want him to be nice and clean," and the mother's changing and the baby's kicking and screaming, and, "What are you doing to me? Get off of me." And the mother says, all the mother wants to do to the child is make him clean. She has his best interest in mind. The same thing as Hashem to us. All he wants to do is helping you. He's helping you the whole time. One of the explanations of Emunah is based on a pasuk. Pasuk in Chumash says, "Ka'asher yisa ha'omen et hayonek." Like a nursing mother carries her babies. Omen means a nursing mother. And emunah is described as a child nursing from his mother, which means, just like a child is satisfied after he eats, he's not worried about the next meal, where the next meal coming from. So too is the person who has emunah and Hashem. He's not worried about tomorrow. He's never worried about tomorrow. today I'm here, today I have life, today I have money, today I have food. That's it, I'm complete. Tomorrow Hashem will take care of me again. And you could be in the worst situation and nothing affects him because he's in a different world. Imagine the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, when they were transporting the Jews to Auschwitz in the cattle cars. Imagine in those cars the terror, the trepidation. And in those cars there were probably mothers nursing their young. And the babies were eating and the babies were so totally satisfied. Even though there was terror and that, they were in a different world. They don't know what's going on around them. That's the Baal Bitachon. I'm in my own world, me and Hashem. Everything else is going, the market's crashing, my business is going down the tube. I'm in my own world, me and Hashem. Furthermore, we know, to continue with the analogy, we know when a child doesn't nurse from his mother, the milk dries up. The more the child nurses, the more the milk is produced. The same thing is with Emunah. The more we ask, the more we have Emunah in Hashem, the more we try to open our mouths and take from the Berakah, that's what produces the Berakah. Hashem says, the more Emunah you have, yeah, that produces the Berakah. They say in the Pasuk, we read the Pasuk, Harchev Picha Va'amalehu. Hashem says, open your mouth wide and I'll feed you. I'll stuff your mouth. Just open. Open your mouth. I'm ready to give you. We are going to see that there are two parts to Bitachon. Number one, we're gonna have to get this ingrained in our minds, in our heads. Hakol bidei shamayim. Everything is in Hashem's control. There's nothing that happens in the world. Every second to every person to everything is all in the hands of Hashem. And nobody could take anything away from you, and nobody could give you anything if it was not decreed from Hashem first. And so much worry comes from being scared of other people, what other people could do to me, how other people are going to harm me. The Walmart buyer who just got fired yesterday and you said, oh, my whole life was with that. He has no say in your parnasah whatsoever. It's all directly from Hashem. He can't help you. He can't hurt you. That's number one. Number two is we're going to have to develop a belief that Hashem loves us and Hashem wants to give you. He wants to see you happy. And if you rely on Him the right way, you will guaranteed be answered. There was a story of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the student of the Gaon from Vilna. And he used to have a group and he used to stay up at night late with his boys, with his students. And they had a gathering to work on Emunah and Bitachon. And in those days it was a luxury to possess a watch. The rabbi said, does anybody have the time? And all the boys said, nope, sorry, no one has a watch. So the rabbi said, if we really had Bitachon, we were true Emunah, we could have a watch right this second. Because we need one. Whatever we need, we could have. Whenever you need something, Hashem will take care of you. Provided you have Bitachon. He said, if we really had Bitachon, we'd have a watch right this second. He says, not only a watch, we'd have the best. We'd have a gold watch. That's the way. Don't stop at the small. We get the best. So the story goes, a minute later, there's a knock at the door. Who is it? Who's there? It's a Jewish boy. And the Jewish boy, he's all dressed in fancy clothes, a wealthy boy, and he says, Rabbi, I need a favor from you, please. I need you to hold and watch, guard my watch for me. He says, what happened? He says, well, they're having the drafts into the Russian army. And he says, my father is very wealthy, and he sent ahead a bribe to the doctor so I could fail my physical. And my name got mixed up with somebody else, and the other guy got off the hook, and I'm in the army now, and I was so sure that I was going to get out of the draft, that I wore my good clothes, everyone else came in rags, I'm wearing my finest, and he says, I have this watch here, and guaranteed, 2 days into the army, someone's going to steal it. I need you to watch it for me. So the rabbi says, well, I don't know when you're ever going to come back, I don't know, it might be a long time, you know, let me think about it for a couple of minutes. The guy says, you know what, rabbi? I'd rather you have it than anybody else. I don't want a guy to steal it from me. I'll give it to the rabbi. Here you go, rabbi. He leaves it on the table and he runs out. So the rabbi says, see, we're working on Bitachon. Yeah, we could have a watch. Whatever we want, we could have. A person, lo aleinu, has an illness, or person has financial difficulties, he has to realize that Hashem could help him in a second. It's nothing for Hashem to help you. We have to picture, like they give a mashal, imagine you're standing on top of an ant farm. See a bunch of little ants crawling around in the dirt, inside the glass. You see them running around, hustling and bustling, and they're trying to gather their food, they're getting crumbs, they're piling up in the corner, this ant. And you see a little ant, Hazid, he has nothing, he's poor. What is it for you to give that? You can make the guy a billionaire in a second. You take a nice big crumb from your thing, put it in the thing, and made him a billionaire in a second. That's what we are to Hashem. We're little ants, and Hashem can take from his storehouse, Liya Kesef, Eliya Zahav, Neum Hashem, he has trillions. In 1 second, yeah, you're a billionaire. Yeah. It's nothing for Hashem. A guy has an illness. He made you. He could take care of your illnesses in a second. What do we need? We need to just believe it. How do we tap into this special help from Hashem? You have to rely on Him. That's the one thing we're going to have to develop. Believe it and rely on Him. We read every morning in the Tefillah. We say, Ashrei She'el Yaakov Be'ezro Sibro Al Adonai Elohav. What does that mean? It says, fortunate is the one that Hashem comes to his aid. Who is that? Who is that guy that Hashem comes to his aid? Sibro al Hashem Elokav. The one who puts his faith in Hashem, fortunate is him, because Hashem will come to your aid. And how do I put my faith in him? What's going to make me put my faith in him? Read the next line. Oseh Shamayim Ba'aretz. He made the whole world. He can help you in a second. Created the whole world. He can't help you. And Hashem, He hides Himself in the world. The world is hidden. Hashem, it's not easy. It's easy to find Him if you look. But Hashem is hiding Himself. And the more you discover Him, the more He will reveal to you. Rabbi Dessler has a beautiful piece in the Mechtav Me'eliyahu on the idea of nature. He asks, what is this thing called nature? He says, there's no such thing as nature. Nature, we think, you know, Hashem set up the world in a way that every day the sun will come out, and every day this will happen. And Jesus, no, there's no such thing. He says, when the sun comes out every morning, it's a massive miracle. Wow, look at this. Imagine we never saw it before. It's this big round ball coming out of the bottom, and it's coming. It's nothing short of a huge miracle. When the moon comes out, miracle. When grass grows, miracle. He says, I'll prove it to you. He says, imagine for a second that there was a person passed away, and they buried him. We know what happens. The body decomposes and turns into dust. Now imagine slowly, from the depths of the grave, you see something beginning to grow. And it looks like a body forming above the ground. And you see it's growing and growing and growing. And eventually, a living human being shakes off the dust and he starts walking around. What would we say if we saw that event? Techiyat HaMetim, what a miracle! A guy who was dead just came back to life. We would say it's the biggest miracle. We go around telling everybody about it. So the rabbi says, why don't we see the same miracle every time you see a tree growing or a flower growing? It's the same miracle. What happens? You take a seed. What happens when you put the seed in the ground? The seed decomposes. And from the decomposed seed, a root starts coming out, and then it starts growing. And it grows into this beautiful big tree that bearing fruit. That's nothing short of a miracle. He says it would have been the reverse. If it would have been that people would naturally come back to life every day, you just see people getting up from the grave, and we never saw a fruit-bearing tree. He said, we would say, it would be the opposite. He said, a guy who never saw it in his life would say, look at this thing coming out of the ground. Come, guys, look at this. And it starts growing and growing. And also, look, it's coming off the tree. This fruit on the tree. Wow, it's amazing. What a miracle. He says, everything in life is a miracle. Some things Hashem made us used to. He does them every day. These are miracles. Nature means miracles that Hashem does every day. And miracles means miracles that Hashem does once in a while, out of not normal. But they're all miracles. And he says the more a person is able to see through nature and he recognizes, yeah, wow, this is a mirror, this is God, this is God's hand. The more you discover Hashem, the more Hashem will reveal Himself to you. We all know the famous story in Masechet Ta'anit of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, his daughter, on Friday afternoon, she went and she, by accident, she put the vinegar instead of the oil in the candle receptacles. And she sat down, oh, I made a mistake, I put the vinegar in. So the father said, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, alright, just light it up. She says, yeah, Dad, there's vinegar. He says, does it make any sense to you that oil should light? Well, what's oil? What's oil? Vinegar? Oil? So it's all the same. He says, the one who told the oil to light now, we need the vinegar. There's no oil left. All right, so put the vinegar. The vinegar will light. And she lit the vinegar, and the Gemara says it lasted the entire Shabbat till Havdalah. They lit the Havdalah candle from the Shabbat candles. Why? Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa told Hashem, onto you. I see you already. I see it's all a miracle. So Hashem says, you're right, he's onto me. I don't have to hide from him anymore. I'll show him. Rabbi Dessler says further. He says, people who are having a difficult time making a living, they think it's because there's only a small amount of opportunities compared to the number of people competing for them. He says only a few could be successful. Well, there's only a handful of people that could be successful. How many opportunities do you have already? I don't know. There's limits. He said, but the truth is, Hashem provided opportunities in abundance, thousands and millions of opportunities more than anyone in this world could ever make use of. He says, amazing. He says, look at the world. He says, the earth and all the planets together use just a small fraction of the light, heat, and energy that the sun has to offer. What do we use of the sun? We use a small fraction of its light, of its heat, its energy. Why did Hashem need to create this huge, big ball of fire if all we need is a small amount of it? Number two, the man, animals, and plants, you know how much oxygen we use? A teeny fraction of the oxygen that's in the world. What do we need all this oxygen for? For every seed that develops into a plant or a tree, there's millions whose potential is never fulfilled. Both in animals and men, only one out of millions of sperms is needed to fertilize an egg. What do we need so many millions of sperms? All you need is one. And the Chazal tell us, amazing, we're reading about the man, we read about the man falling in last week's parasha. It says that, you know how much man fell every day? There was enough man every day to feed the entire Jewish nation, that's 3 million people, for 2,000 years. That's how much man fell every single day. And the people were only allowed to gather enough for one day. Why did Hashem provide all of this man? What is the point of all this extra? So much waste. We have so much extra that we're never going to use. And Rabbi Dessler says, because Hashem is teaching us, my bounty is endless. There's no lack of opportunities. You have so much. I could give everyone a million times over $1 trillion. There's no end to what I could provide for you. All we need is to open out. We have to pray to Hashem. Hashem, open my eyes so I could see the opportunity. I know they're out there. There's tons of opportunities. Just open my eyes, please, Hashem, and take care of me. There's a sefer called the Igeret HaBitachon. Or before that, it was a story of a man. He went to the rabbi for a beracha. The man was having a hard life, hard business, hard this, financial, wife. He goes to the rabbi, Rabbi, I need a beracha for hatzlacha. The rabbi tells him, the rabbi starts giving him a class in emunah. The rabbi tells him, you have to believe Hashem is awesome, Hashem is great, it can take care of you. When he said, say it over again, anima amin, anima amin, anima. He gave him a half hour class on emunah. And then he says, okay, Rabbi, I believe, I believe. And then the rabbi gave him, okay, now you get a beracha. Once you believe, yeah, the beracha is easy to take hold. This sefer called Igeret HaBitachon, he asks a very basic question on how does Bitachon work. He says, I don't understand. Hashem created the world with reward and punishment. He's going to give you what you deserve, seemingly regardless. If you deserve it, you get it. If you don't deserve it, you don't get it. Where does bitachon come into play where I'm going to get something, like, even if I don't deserve it? That's what it sounds like, but isn't that against the system? So he explains, unbelievable, based on a pasuk we read every Shabbat, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, we read in the pasuk, it says, Lehagid ki yashar Hashem suri velo avlat habo. To say that Hashem is yashar, Hashem is upright, Hashem is straight. Everything he does is yashar, is straight. Suri, he's our rock, velo avlat habo. He doesn't do anything bad. He doesn't make any travesties, anything. So the rabbi asked the obvious question, you're praising Hashem, you're so great, everything you do is straight, and then you say afterward, and Hashem, you're great, you don't do bad. Is that a praise? To say, Hashem, you don't do bad? You don't do avla, Hashem. What kind of praise is that? The rabbi answers based on a mashal. He says, imagine you had a guy. Somebody comes over to the guy, he sees the guy's having a horrible life. Everything is going wrong for him. And the guy tells him, listen, I have a deal for you. I know about this opportunity in a faraway place. If you pick up your entire family and you leave tomorrow on the 12 o'clock flight to this place, guaranteed the rest of your life will be with complete bliss and joy. All you got to do is get in the plane tomorrow at 12. Life has changed. Now in that town, nobody had a car. So the guy says, okay, great. He calls up the car service. And he tells the car service, please pick me up tomorrow, 10 a.m. I want to get to the airport with enough time. Calls up the car service. Okay. Next morning, the guy's waiting with his bags, 10 a.m. The car service shows up right on time. Puts his bags in the car, takes him to the airport. He took him directly. He didn't make any, he didn't go out of the way to try to overcharge him. He got him there on time, got him on the plane. This is called Yashar. He did everything exactly what he was supposed to. He didn't try to overcharge him. He didn't try to make a scam him. Everything he did was perfect. He got him there on time with him. Everything was good. That's called Yashrut. Now let's play the scenario over a little differently. Imagine there was no car services in the town. And the guy had the same opportunity. Tomorrow at 12, you get on that plane, new life. You miss it, same misery. And the guy, he has no friends or relatives with a car, but he has to get to the airport. How is he going to get to the airport? It's too far to walk. Someone tells him, you know, there's a Jew in the town over here. There's one Jew with a car. Call him. He calls up the guy the night before, and he says, Mr. So-and-so, you don't know who I am, but I'm telling you, I have the worst life. I must get to the airport tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and my life will be changed. Please, you're the only one in the entire town with a car. Please, I need a ride to the airport tomorrow, 10 a.m. And he didn't even wait for the guy's response. He tells him, thank you very much, good night. And the guy tells him, good night. Now he put all his faith in this guy. He's confident. Who's not going to come? He gets the next day, he gets to the curb, he puts his bags, waiting for the guy to come. 10 o'clock, doesn't show up. 10:05, 10:10, 10:15, 10:30, waiting. Where's the guy? 10:45, he starts getting nervous. 11 o'clock, I'm gonna miss it. The rabbi says, this is called an avla. This is something bad. A guy put all his faith in you, he's relying his whole life on you, and this is what you do to him? This is something very bad. So the rabbi explains, based on this, the Pesukim says, beautiful. He says, Hashem set up the world with reward and punishment. Sadiq v'yashar hu. Everything has to be exact. You get exactly what you deserve. Hashem is yashar. Everything will be according to your actions. He says, but there's something called Hashem is lo avlat abo. He will not let you down. Hashem will never make an avla. You tell him tomorrow, Hashem, I have a meeting. My whole life is depending on this meeting. If I don't get this, I'm depressed. My life is, I'm over, I'm finished. He says, impossible that Hashem is avla. Hashem is suri velo avla tabo. You don't deserve it. You don't deserve anything. But suri velo avla tabo. Hashem will come through for you. All you have to do is rely on him. And you don't need to be a sadiq. You don't need to be a sadiq to have bitachon. The Ramban writes that a person could be a sadiq in emunah alone. The Igeret HaBitachon, he gives another mashal. He says, imagine you have a boy, or you have a guy, he has a business. And the way he sets up his business is, there's different divisions. And he's on top. He doesn't deal with the every day-to-day details. And he puts someone in charge of each division. And he says, he set up, he's very strict. It's a strict business. You make any wrong moves, you get fined. You do something really bad, we throw you out of the business. And you have to go to the head of each unit to report. So it was time for the father, his son, to get involved in the business. He wanted his son to come in, eventually take over. He starts his son off at the bottom. The first day on the job, the son does something so bad, and he caused the business a huge loss. He goes to the head of the department. The head of the department says, out of the business, for sure, get out of here. Guys, I need an appeal. I have to go to, okay, I send up to the next department. They say, what'd you do? You did that out of the business, for sure. He keeps another appeal. Finally, he gets up to the top. Who is it? His father. His father says, you did that? He says, yeah, but dad, my father, you're my father, Hashem. You're my father. Please, don't throw me out of the business. And the father says, it's something so bad. He says, but you're right. You're my son. Even though you did something so bad, I'm not going to throw you out. The same thing is with Hashem. You could do something so bad. You could be a rasha. You could be a rasha and you tell Hashem, but you're my father. Come on, you brought me into the world. Take care of me. I need help. I know I did bad, but still take care of me. One more definition of the word emunah comes from the word umanut, which means a profession, to be a professional. Our goal is to become professional ma'aminim. We want to be professional believers in Hashem. Now, what does it mean to be a professional? It means to master something to the extent that you don't need any concentration to perform the task anymore. For example, a guy is learning how to type. So he sits and he's trying to find the A, the B, this, that. Professional could sit and you could do anything while you're typing, think about other things, listen to music. You're a professional. You don't need to put any thought into it. A person could be, he's learning how to drive, gets behind the wheel, is grasping the wheel hard, he's scared of oncoming traffic, he can't drive. You could have a guy who's driving for years, he could drive 100 miles with the phone, with listening to the music, and he's not fazed at all. He could do it all easy. Our job is we want to become professional ma'aminim, which means that if a person has to respond to challenges in life, he'll say, you know, it's a little difficult, but Baruch Hashem, you know, Hashem, he knows what he's doing. You're not there yet. We're not there. That's a level, but you're not there. The level we want to reach is that no matter what happens, it's great, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, it's great. There was a story of a lady, of a people, they were in a car accident. The rabbi in the car, and he said there was a lady in the back. The second they got into the car accident, the lady in the back says, thank you, Hashem. Natural. Everything is good. It's all good. That's what we have to reach. We have to reach that level where our responses are natural and nothing bothers us and we're free of worry. This is going to be the goal in the next few weeks coming up, to try to master this. If you want to read on your own, again, it's the duties of the heart, the Shara Bitachon. And Bezrat Hashem, together we'll grow and we'll master this and we'll have a calm, cool, peaceful life. Amen. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. 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 Amen.